The following dramatization is based on published accounts. Certain composite and representative incidents have been used. White letters appear on a black background. Prince William. A castle with turret is silhouetted against the blue night sky. A blonde-haired boy wakes. He turns on the bedside light and gets up. A red-headed boy enters.
What's going on?
Nobody would tell me anything. Wills, can't we go ask Father?
We shouldn't go into his rooms without permission, Harry.
I don't care. I'm going.
Your Royal Highness, please lower your voice.
Thomas, why is everyone awake? Did something bad happen?
I'm so sorry. Your father will speak to you shortly. Remain here.
Remain here.
Outside, words appear. Balmoral Castle, Scotland. Sunday, 31 August, 1997. William looks out the window. A brown-haired man in a plaid robe stands on the doorstep. Thomas speaks to him. The man looks up to the window. Then slowly enters the castle.
I don't know.
Jordan Frieda. Martin Turner. William sits, then falls back on the red velvet bed. Harry lies next to him.
If I had a television now, I bet you would know what was going on.
If you had a telly, you'd just watch Spice Girls videos all night. Now, if you ask Mummy, I bet you should let you have a television.
They sleep. Thomas Lockyer, Eddie Cooper, Carolyn Pickles, Daphne Oxenford, and Rosemary Leach as Queen Elizabeth. Sunlight shines on the sleeping boys.
Harry.
The clock reads 7:25.
Come in.
The man in the plaid robe enters.
Good morning, boys. I'm afraid I have some dreadful news. We've had an accident. I mean to say, Mummy's had an accident in Paris.
Is she all right?
No, William, she's... I'm afraid she's not all right. She was hurt quite badly. Her car went out of control. It appears some photographers were chasing her, and the doctors tried very, very hard to help her. But I'm afraid she just... I'm afraid she's gone.
Harry collapses in Charles' arms. They sink to their knees.
Of course, this is an awful, awful thing to have happened. But people will be looking to us now. We must show our bravery now, Not our tears.
William's lips quiver. Charles grasps Harry and they rise.
Now your grandmother wants to offer her condolences. Then we'll have breakfast and go to church.
No! What photographers were chasing her?
We'll talk later, William.
Have they been arrested?
Charles leads Harry out. William stands at the foot of his bed and presses his hands to his face. Dining table. William stares ahead without eating. Music by John Nordstrom. Editor, Anne E. Holbrook. Balmoral Main Gate, Scotland. Sunday, 31 August 1997. Cars approach the gate. A crowd with photographers gathers on either side.
Daddy.
William. William.
Tell us the truth!
William abruptly exits the car. He scowls at the photographers. Production designer, Ian Bailey. Director of photography, Donald Gilligan. On foot, the Queen, Prince Philip, Charles, and the boys follow the pipers to the small stone church. Charles, in his kilt, is flanked by the boys in dark suits. Co-producers Morgan O'Sullivan and James Flynn. Produced by Keith Thompson. Executive producer Bonnie Raskin. Written by Max Ensko and Annie DeYoung. Directed by Michael Watkins. William looks back at the crowd. Charles leans to speak to him. William sets his jaw, clenches his hand, and continues the staid pace. Craith Church, Scotland.
I know you're angry. We are all of us angry. We mustn't show it publicly.
It's scum like that who chased Mummy.
William, please lower your voice.
Why? She's dead and you're all acting like nothing's happened.
Charles. No more of this. There are expectations of us and we will meet them. Is that understood?
Charles moves to raise William's chin. William turns his head away. Balmoral Castle, Scotland, Tuesday 2, September 1997. A large crowd collects outside the gate.
What's to make of this world? When the thing you love has been taken out from under you, and you don't have the strength to find the words that might help us.
People dressed in black arrive.
What we're going through. It might explain this crazy.
From an upper window, William stares down at them. He descends staircases, finally passing through an arched one. He looks into a room of people gathered around his father. On a long sofa, Harry is comforted by a young woman with long brown hair. William swallows. His blue eyes glisten. He steps into a room where a group of people watch television. As he has noticed, people rise.
Witnesses say that the car was being pursued by photographers on motorbikes. Whatever the cause, it's clear that when he entered this tunnel, alongside the River Seine, the driver lost control, crashing into a large pillar.
William changes the channel.
Over Buckingham Palace, as people began to arrive to pay their respects, some stood before the palace gate.
This was the end. The end of both fairy tale and tragedy. While the nation grieves, the royal family remains silent. No plans are being made to give Diana a royal funeral.
A tear trickles down his cheek.
To remember a princess and to reflect on the impact her death will have on the royal family that she may have changed forever.
With the Queen.
I understand you're upset.
People are crying in the streets in London. And we're hiding up in Scotland.
We're certainly not hiding.
We are grieving in private.
Perhaps we should all go to London.
No, I don't want to just go to London. I want you to give my mother a royal funeral.
William, please understand, your mother was not a royal.
No outsider has had a royal funeral since Churchill.
She's not an outsider, but she's my mother. To the rest of the world, she's still a princess. People love her. I love her.
I know protocol is hard to understand at your age, but things must be done a certain way.
You know when you are king.
I won't be king. If we don't do something for my mother right now, they won't want a king.
Please, Granny. The whole country thinks we don't care. Please do something.
The Queen purses her lips and drops her gaze. Buckingham Palace, London 6, September 1997. The boys watch the Queen's address.
First, I want to pay tribute to Diana myself. She was an exceptional and gifted human being. In good times and bad, she never lost her capacity to smile and to laugh, nor to inspire others with her warmth and kindness. I admired and respected her.
What did he say to Granny?
And commitment to others, and especially for her devotion to her two boys.
Did you tie that?
This week at Belmont,
I was nervous. Did you see all the people out there?
William adjusts Harry's tie.
No one who ever knew Diana will ever forget her. Millions of others who never met her. But
what are you doing? Practicing my royal gaze. Don't want to cry and embarrass anyone.
You know what?
We have seen throughout Britain and around the world.
I was thinking we could just look at our shoes. Just for today.
Charles enters wearing a black suit.
But it's not easy.
William puts on his black coat.
The funeral procession is ready. Your grandfather and your uncle are waiting. Chin up now, Harry.
I told him it was all right if he looked at his shoes.
Fine. Shoes it is, then. We should be going.
Wait.
Harry holds a letter addressed Mummy.
I want you to put this right on top, Wills.
Charles turns a heavy black hasp and pulls the door ajar. William takes a step back.
I think it's all right to look at your shoes as well.
William swallows and drops his head. Sunlight streams in on the three. Charles places his arm over William's shoulder. He clasps Harry's hand and gives it a squeeze. The three step out and down the steps. Bright light fills the screen.
Hey, good morning, Your Royal Highness.
There's some men are kidnapping Wills. Round the back. Hurry. Come on, hurry. Quickly. I'm telling the truth this time. Honestly.
Here we go again.
Two bodyguards run off.
Where's the goon squad?
Search me.
St. James Palace, London, September 1997. William loads suitcases and bags into the back of a green Range Rover.
See you on the weekend, yeah?
What's your name?
Hey, relax. I'm not going to kidnap you.
Who are you?
I'm your new bodyguard, Anthony Griffiths.
You work for my father?
That's right. Guess somebody thought you could use a changing of the guard. Look, your father thought this might be a good fit. So we'll try it out. But I'll be straight with you and you be straight with me. It's all about respect, both ways. How's that sound to you?
William knits his brow.
Unless you'd like to catch a ride to school with Mr. Lenny and Mr. Squiggy back there.
No, this is fine, Mr. Griffiths.
What is my father here? Mr. Griffiths is my dad, and only my grandmother calls me Anthony. I'm Tony, to my friends.
Tony offers his hand. They shake.
Okay, let's start this off proper, huh? This first off, this crap music has got to go.
William grins. The rover drives off. The two bodyguards run to a second rover and speed off in pursuit. From tall, narrow windows, Charles watches the rovers proceed down a straight grass-lined road. A broken stone wall reads, 1401, Eton College. Young men in white shirts, black vests, pants, and formal coats with tails carry duffel bags and backpacks into vine-covered stone buildings.
Hello, mates.
In a common room.
Next game.
Set him up.
Here we go. Matron's coming. Better put that away, James.
Yep. Let's go.
Shut up.
Ooh. James reads a tabloid with William's picture on the cover.
Hey, 1-0. This is the only
very good. You must have been playing.
As you know, we have the honor of His Royal Highness Prince William in our house again. The Prince has recently suffered a devastating loss, and I expect him to be treated with compassion and respect. Mr. Clavier. Anyone found with this trash will be expelled. Welcome back, Your Royal Highness.
Thank you. Hey, guys.
I've got your kit.
No, that's...
Let me show you your rooms.
Still jealous? Just because he's rich and you're here on scholarship?
I'm here because I worked hard.
William Wales is still here because the damn tourists still think we need a royal family.
With the matron leading the way and a student carrying William's bags, they climb the carved staircases. Through high-ceilinged hallways with shoulder-high oak paneling, they troop to William's room.
I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird. I'm more than a plane. I'm more than some pretty face beside a train.
Welcome back, it's Your Royal Highness. Thank you, Mr. Philpott.
Oh, right.
Is there anything we can do?
No, that's enough, thanks.
She closes the door. William surveys the room. He sits on the bed and falls back on it. Darkness falls.
Even heroes have the right to dream, and it's not easy.
Philpott enters and turns on the light.
Oh. How's it going then?
For someone who seems to have suddenly caught leprosy, I'm fine.
People don't know how to behave around you after, you know.
Some of us are going to kick up a game of rugby on the 6 mini field next Saturday.
Oh, I'm there.
Great. Look, if you need to chat, I'm right down the hall.
Thanks, Larry.
On the field, James breaks out of the scrum with the ball. He passes off as William tackles him. They fall in a tangle and jostle getting up. Tony watches from the sidelines. William rises, wiping blood from his nose. William's team gets possession and William gets the ball. He runs through several defenders and is brought down by James.
Now that's good!
Our tackle.
The world's wrap. At least it is for someone.
Get off me!
Hope Harry's a better rugby player than you are. But he did have a different dad, didn't he?
Just shut up.
Which one was it? The tennis player or the pop star? The tabloids say.
William grabs James' shirt. The game continues. Tony cheers. William leaves the field. Blood smears James' nose.
Good match.
Pardon me, gentlemen, but it is rugby, eh?
Tony glances at William's retreating back. In Charles' office.
Was there some kind of fight?
Sir, I'm not saying that Will's punched him. But the Pratt had it coming.
That's really not the point.
The point is lack of self-control.
Are you saying that a 15-year-old boy can't defend himself?
I'm saying he can't go around getting into rows.
I thought the press said they'd leave me alone at Eton.
The tabloid had a source.
What are you saying a boy told them?
Do you see why it is your duty as Royal
Al? My son is well aware of his duty. Everyone out.
Sir, the Queen has asked us to take care of this
matter. I don't need my mother's advisors to speak to my own son.
William watches them leave and approaches his father.
He said something about Mummy. But I didn't hit him. He's got a bit rough.
People are going to say a great many things to rile you, but you mustn't let them. Especially when it's written in the press.
I'm not just going to take it. I'm not going to let the press win. They murdered her.
William, your mother was the victim of a drunk driver.
Really? Then why were they doing 90? To get to the chip shop before it closed?
Look, however outdated it may seem to you or anyone else, you are the heir to the throne and you'll behave in a decent fashion.
I'll be royal when I'm required. But when I'm off duty, I'm going to live my own life.
I bloody wish you could.
Bloody watch me.
He stalks from the room. In the common room.
You spoiled for James.
I mean, how would you feel if every time you lost your temper or sort of tripped on a curb, someone was there to catch on film?
Yeah, that sucks. You want me to get you back?
He marches up the stairs. The others follow.
Someone got a royal spanking?
How much did the tabloid pay you?
A tabloid?
You didn't talk to the papers?
I'm sorry to burst your little Windsor bubble, but I've better things to do than gob on about you.
William glares at the taller boy, then leaves. James slams his door, his eye red and puffy. Empire Theatre, London, 16, December 1997. Charles, Harry, and William alight from a black car onto a red carpet.
Wow! Isn't this brilliant, Dad?
Right, brilliant.
God, wouldn't you love to be a rock star? All those girls screaming your name?
Yeah, forget it. I've heard you sing.
Thanks for bringing us, Papa.
Yes, well, we wouldn't want to miss the Spice Girls.
Girls!
girls reach out for the passing princes. The bodyguards move to form a barrier. Inside, the Spice Girls pose with the boys. Charles escorts the Queen Mother through a garden.
I know the garden tour is hardly polo, Charles.
Well, it's on the schedule.
Ah, first in duty, as always. But I do hope you also wanted to see your dotty old grandmother.
They pose for a picture.
So, how are the boys holding up?
Amazingly well, after their first holidays without their mother.
Well, it has been 8 months since Diana died, after all. And they are Windsors. We know how to buck up when the chips are down. Oh, yes. Now that one certainly deserves a medal. What an astonishing colour.
She admires a rose.
What's troubling you, Charles? I can hear you grinding your teeth.
Oh, sorry. I was just wondering if I should cancel a state trip to Canada next month. I don't think it's a good time to leave the boys.
Nonsense. When you were a boy, your mother left you for weeks at a time and no harm done.
There most certainly was harm done. I felt like a bloody orphan.
Gracious, Charles, we never knew that. You never said...
She pats his chin.
Take your boys with you. By the way, is Sporty Spice as cute in person as she is in all the magazines?
Vancouver Harbor. A totem pole. A British Airways plane lands. Vancouver International Airport, 23 March 1998. Crowds of girls peer through the glass into the terminal.
Is your first time in Canada?
Yes. It's an official visit.
Where's the Prince of Wales?
He's already here.
It's protocol. 2 hours can't fly on the same plane.
Oh, right, of course.
So, who's the famous person on the plane, then?
You are.
He stares at the hostess. Girls wave British and Canadian flags and bouquets of flowers.
What the hell is going on?
Girls surround the limo and bang on the windows. More girls engulf the limo as it arrives.
Goodness, it's like the Beatles.
This is brilliant. Don't look at me.
Well, they're certainly not here to see me. Let's get inside.
They trapped us in here.
Wills, trapped in limo by girls.
You wanted to be a rock star. It's not the girls, it's the paparazzi. I hate those insects.
William bolts from the limo. They enter the building. Charles looks around and scowls. Pacific Space Center, Vancouver.
Brilliant.
The boys play a large screen video game.
Houston, we just crashed and burned.
Photographers enter the area.
Hey, no, no, no. This way.
You'll be your mama, boy.
Just give him a smile and they'll go.
Harry, get Wills to turn around. Wills, where are you going? Come on, son, give it, son.
Charles finds William in a room that projects orbiting constellations.
They ruin everything.
You know, they're just people doing their job.
Really? And is their job making my life miserable?
I told you this was a state visit.
I know, but, you know, we were having fun.
Look, I know you don't want to hear this, but reporters and photographers are always going to be a part of your life. And the sooner you accept it, the better. Don't you understand? You remind them of your mother.
William blinks and swallows. The Pacific Marine Heritage Legacy Event, Canada Palace, Vancouver, 24 March 1998.
First, let me say I believe the Canadian environment is very important in two ways.
A stuffed animal flies by Charles and lands near William.
As I was saying, saving the environment for future generations.
More animals land by the boys. William is pelted by them. Harry laughs. The boys are given red and white baseball jackets with Canada stitched on them. Harry takes off his blue blazer and puts the jacket on. William follows suit. Charles wears a jacket and thumbs through a stack of magazines with William's face on the cover.
There's so much for William having his own life.
The boys don red caps backwards. Charles wears his bill in front. Light shines under a door. William pauses, then opens it. Eton College, 21, June 1998.
Hello? Happy birthday!
William's friends are dressed as girls, complete with wigs and makeup.
He's 16! Sweet 16, I've never been kissed! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Oh, my God!
Has
Willie Wales been sorry?
Careful, I have to get this stuff back to the theatre prop rooms.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, wait. Go. You have to hear this.
Kay wants to wish him a happy, happy birthday. So, Wills, this one is for you.
So, what are we going to do to celebrate then, eh?
I think he's already got plans.
Oh, I bet she's way hot, yeah?
No, she's not hot. I'll probably just go and have dinner with my grandmother.
Oh, no way. You can have mushy peas with the Queen of England any day. You're only 16 once. Yeah. Now, come on!
Let's go!
Dressed in baggy pants, shirts, sweaters, and vests, they clatter down the staircases.
Well, did you even get to park? It's Will's birthday!
Oh, really? Is it your birthday? I hadn't noticed.
William stops.
You're welcome to tag along.
Will, hurry up, old man.
Well, we've got final exams in the morning. Some of us have to study to stay here.
Come on, let's shove off.
Outside. Bright lights illuminate them.
So where are we off to, guys?
We're going out, Rocco. My mates want to take me out on a birthday pub crawl. Just us.
Well, come on, you know I can't let you go off by yourself.
Look, it's my birthday, and I'm going out alone. You guys, you do whatever you need to.
They file by the bodyguards. Tony looks up to a window. James draws the blind. At a pub.
Just for Tottenham music.
Sorry.
William bumps into a table.
Lawrence,
get away.
I say we go in, commandeer the situation, extricate the Brits.
It's his birthday, Hotspur. Give the boy a break. Yeah?
So, have I told you guys how much having you around means to me?
No! Oh, it's not like a fat American beer commercial.
No, I just mean I hope when Harry gets here next year he finds as good a bunch of mates as you guys.
Oh, don't get all mushy, your sinus.
What'd you call me?
It was in the paper today. Come on, show.
Right, I quote... William likes fast food, techno music, and walking on the beach.
This is the best. William just adores being a sex symbol.
I never said any of this. I never said any of this crap.
William leaves the pub.
Come on!
If you stay here, I'll go after him.
Can I give you a lift, mate?
No. I'm just gonna...
Tony looks away while William is sick.
Oh, my word. Is that...
George Michael, yeah. It's pathetic, isn't it?
Tony offers a handkerchief. In the palace dining room... Charles and his mother sit at a long mahogany table.
William has complained to the press about their profile on him on his birthday.
He was embarrassed. I don't blame him.
The media have been very good about not handling him at Eton.
Well, they can always find something to print, can't they?
Yes, well, that brings me to another matter. His protection officers have told us that he's been seen frequently in pubs.
No harm done, as I understand.
William is our heir. He'll not need any more tabloid coverage.
I'll speak to him about it.
I believe we can sort this whole thing out by finding William a better class of friends. From families the palace knows, hmm?
Harry sticks his head in William's room. William rummages in his dresser. Harry looks around William's desk.
Make yourself at home.
Why didn't you come home for your birthday yesterday?
Because it's not my job to jump every time someone tells me to.
Just think it was a bit of a crummy thing to do. But where are you going?
To the cinema.
Can I come?
I'm going with some eating mates.
So?
So they don't want a kid around. Haven't you got your own friends?
I'm sorry, your royal high horse.
Harry, what?
William rolls his eyes. He passes a servant in the hall. In a room, a woman struggles to remove a riding boot.
Hello?
Oh, God. Charles?
Oh, William. I came home for the weekend.
I guess the two of you haven't been formally introduced. This is Camilla Parker Bowles.
No, I know. Hi.
Glad to finally meet you.
Would you like to join us for dinner?
Actually, I've got plans.
Charles, the boy doesn't want to have dinner with a couple of old boots like us.
I'm going to the cinema with some mates.
Yes, well, that's something I want to talk to you about, actually. Your friends.
What's wrong with them?
Well, your grandmother feels... Perhaps they might not be the best influence on you.
Are you saying now the palace has to approve my friends too?
No, it's not that at all. It's just... Well, let me acquaint you with some people who are from our circle.
And who's in our circle?
Well, say... Well, let's say Camilla's children. You've met Tom and Laura?
I'm sure this all sounds very strange to you, but...
Can you do your dad a favour and spend a little time with people he knows? Then everyone can unpack and we can give it a rest, for God's sake.
I'm going to be late.
I went frightfully well.
St. James Palace, London.
Mummy has said that Tom and I should see more of you now that they're dating.
I know this is kind of strange, our parents putting you together with me and Laura like this.
Tom and I know this brilliant little cafe. We'll have a quiet bite and get to know each other, yes?
Sounds like fun.
Hurry, perhaps we could do something else.
A blue Porsche pulls to a stop, followed by a green Range Rover.
You two go in, and I'll catch up.
Hello, laddies.
We're just going to nick inside for some supper. It's a bit poshy inside.
Okay, the grunts will wait out here.
Good. Brilliant.
This doesn't smell right. When are you going to check it out?
Right.
Laura, Tom, and William dash down an alley.
What are you doing? Being an influence on you.
Under her coat, Laura wears a sequined halter top.
Right, sorry, mate. A raw flush beats an inside straight.
Okay.
They cut in ahead of a line of kids outside a club.
Wild spliffs is cool.
No, this place is monkey. The real party's in the dungeon.
She leads him off through the smoke-filled, candlelit room, down a narrow stair to a smaller room with blue and green moving lights.
I'm fine here, Tommy PB.
I bought a friend, Tony.
Bodyguards. No one's gonna kiss your bum unless you're into that sort of thing.
And no bloody tabloid shooters.
Sounds like heaven.
A girl in a white bikini and fur coat slinks up to William. She taps him on the shoulder.
Come on, don't you remember me? Family holidays, skiing at Christmas.
Tara?
You never noticed I have breath before. Here. Have a proper look.
She pushes him into a chair, sits on his lap, and opens her top.
Mind yourself, Tara. I think Will's is a virgin.
Oh. Let us see what we can do about that. Laura, baby!
Tara parades to the dance floor. William scans the room. At an office at the palace.
You think the prince is using drugs?
He's 16 years old and hanging about in clubs with Tom and Tara, known drug users.
Does Scotland Yard think the palace ought to know?
It's under control.
So he didn't give you the slip last night, then?
You need to see something.
It's a Prince William website. There are hundreds.
That's right. Now this one. Scotland Yard has red flagged this site and dozens like it. It's possibly life-threatening to the Prince. There are people who mean him serious harm. Extremists, anti-royalists, not to mention the usual psychotics, criminals, stalkers.
And our job is even harder now with Prince Harry attending Eton as well.
William is in real danger.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll speak with him.
A boy swims laps in an indoor pool.
James, see you next on supper.
Yeah, sounds good. Is that Windsor?
I must really want to win the Eton swim meet. Can't see why I can't just buy the trophy.
James watches William glide through the water. William towels off. Tony approaches.
What?
Think my job's a joke, do you?
No. I just... Look, Tony, the other night... I just wanted one night on my own without my zookeepers around.
William, we're here for a reason. You've received a number of death threats.
That's not true.
The hell it isn't.
You don't... Look, I just need a little breathing room.
Well, then get a couple of good breaths. You remember what I said to you? That we'd be straight with each other? Remember.
William dives into the pool. At the club. William enters with his mates.
Right, this way, Tommy PB. Oh, yeah. Ian, see you, boys.
Hello then, ladies.
He eyes a girl with long blonde hair.
Be right back.
Her date leaves.
I'm getting a drinky stink.
Lass?
Hey, look, there's Tara. Oh, she is so hot.
No, mate.
That is hot.
He points to the blonde.
Oh, boy, you're hitting on that. Sitting on that?
Lady!
Larry dances up to Tara and Laura. William sits with the blonde.
Hi.
I'm Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really? Much taller than you appear on film.
Just special effects. Do you fancy a dance?
Why not?
She grins to a group of girls. Tony comes in with two other bodyguards. Tony scans the room.
Trouble. The boyfriend. Back up, now.
Ponce is dancing with my girl.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate, but not tonight. Even if he does deserve it.
Let me buy you a drink.
William wanders to a mirrored wall and checks his hair. Tony comes into view.
You know, you can't leave with her.
You're not my father.
No, but apparently you still need one. Not only is it stupid and a security risk, but if the press gets hold of this, you're gonna look like a sleazy punk. Come on, come on. You really have no idea who to trust, do you?
Look, I drove here with Tom, and I'm gonna leave with him.
Why don't you let us take you out?
Sorry, miss. The party's down there.
The bodyguard points to the dance floor. She searches, then glances back to the bodyguard. An Aston Martin jerks along a road.
Let's just reverse the car.
William struggles with the gear shift.
Well, even James Bond had to learn how to use a gear stick. Just give it a bit of a nudge.
I don't need help.
You have drivers, William. You don't need your license.
Look, Dad, I want to drive a girl home without bodyguards breathing down my neck. I have no privacy. Can't even get a decent snork.
What?
Kiss a girl. Make out.
Oh, right, of course.
William, be careful. Some girls are only interested in
sleeping with someone famous. Oh, and if the palace approves of them, they must be perfectly safe. That's a laugh.
Why do you say that?
I need my own car.
With the Queen.
Well, Granny, it's just that I'm old enough to drive a car now, and, you know, I'm well-behaved, and my grades are good, and, well, I think I deserve it.
Even without your own car, you had no trouble visiting pubs and discos at the weekend.
I've been to a few places.
You do realize how very dangerous it is to make yourself so vulnerable in public?
I can hardly stay tucked away in my room on a Friday night, can I?
I suppose not. I don't see why you can't find your enjoyment closer to home at the weekend.
Home? Here, at the palace?
William, I know the last place you want to spend your weekend is with your old grandmother. I think it's about time that I met some of your friends. After that, we will consider securing a suitable vehicle for you.
Oh, I'd like that.
Good. My secretary will make an appointment for you and your friends. It'll be such fun, won't it?
He takes his teacup. With the Queen and Prince Philip.
So, Lawrence, is it?
Yes. yes, Mum. Lawrence.
And what are your favourite subjects at Eton, Lawrence?
I love the theatre, Shakespeare, absolutely. And I just adore the choir.
Any sport?
Oh, yeah, rugby, sir, of course.
Philip smiles and nods.
And you are?
James Clavier.
And how did you and William become friends?
William and I aren't exactly what you call friends. We're more like competitors. I'm just not quite sure why he invited me here tonight. But it took guts.
Well, that's refreshing.
Well, it's been wonderful getting to know you all. But I think it's time the old folk retired.
The boys rise.
You stay as long as you like. We'd like you all to feel at home. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
sir. Good night. Good night. Good night.
I fancy Shakespeare in the choir.
Well, she bought it, though, didn't she, Wills?
Hang on. You mean you had us over here just to fool your grandparents? Look, my mother likes to know who I hang around with, too. Why should you be any different?
Don't get your knickers in a twist.
Larry pours the remains of his drink in another glass.
Now that's what I call real music.
Well, how's about some real refreshment?
Come on.
Yeah, come on, lads. Bye, James.
James frowns as the others follow William to a locked grill.
What do you think you're doing?
Wow. My goodness.
They help themselves to the wine.
Right on, Wills.
Enough for one night.
You, Eureka.
Outside. They run with pieces of cardboard and trays to the grass hillocks in the garden. They slide down the steep slopes. William rolls off.
Okay. Now it gets rough. I'm going over the bench.
No, don't. The bench is too dangerous.
He is right, Wales. You are going to kill yourself.
William heads toward a stone bench that sits at the base of the slope. He speeds toward it, collides and bounces off onto his back. Harry scrambles down the hill to him.
Wills! Come on, Wills!
you jerk! It's not funny! You don't think you can get hurt, just like Mummy.
Come on, Herbert.
No! She was always running from people, dodging her bodyguards. She took chances. I don't want to lose you too, okay? What does it matter, right? All you care about is yourself.
Harry stalks off.
Harry!
Wait.
Ow! Harry, wait! Harry!
On a street, William walks with his collar turned up and head down. He nears the club. Tony grabs him from behind.
What are you doing here?
You're being watched.
So what's new?
Come on, the car's over here. You're going home.
Tom's in there.
Uniformed police enter the club.
What's going on?
William looks from Tony to the club. A plainclothes officer leads Tom by the arm.
This way, son. Come. Follow on.
Tom sees William and shrugs. Tom is placed in a police car.
You knew this was going to happen. You know, I thought you were different, but you're just one of them. You live to kill any fun I'm having.
I'm just doing my job.
You're not my bloody nanny.
No, you're right. I'm not your nanny. Not anymore. Let me give you a piece of advice. Your mother's death only buy you sympathy for behaving like a jerk for so long. You're going to have to wake up and figure out how you're going to live in the real world. Bye.
Yeah, I can handle myself.
One for the sun, mate. Lovely. Gotcha. Super.
Tom buries his head in his arms. In his Eton room, he rubs his eyes. On his desk, a book on art is open to a delicate-featured blonde woman with a golden halo. He touches her. He removes a photo from his desk drawer. He places the photo of his mother next to the woman. Tabloid papers feature William on their covers. One reads, "Party Prince parties with drug users." William sits while his father paces.
Did they give you drugs?
No.
No one ever offered you cocaine? Marijuana?
No.
William, I'm only going to ask you this once. Are you using drugs? Look at me.
No, sir, I'm not.
I believe you.
Charles sits opposite him.
I know this must have really embarrassed the family.
Is that what you think this is about? Our image?
Well, isn't it? Ever since the day Mum died, everyone's been telling me how to look and how to feel and what's expected of me.
I see. William,
I know the pressure you're under. The cameras, the constant expectation. You're not the only boy who would be king.
Charles takes the king from the chessboard and moves it to the table in front of him.
I'm not sure. I mean, what if I don't want to be king? I keep telling you that I want to live my own life. But I don't even know what that means.
William rubs his forehead.
Why don't you take a holiday? Harry could use a break as well. No palace, no press, no expectations.
William smiles and nods. At a pub.
Hey.
William sits with Tony.
Well?
You all right?
Can I have a mineral water, please?
Okay.
What's that? I just wanted to say, I know you were protecting me the other night. And I wanted to say thanks. Remember when I first met you? It was bloody 2 years ago now, and you asked me if respect could go both ways. And while I respect you, and I want it to go both ways again.
Tony sips his beer.
My dad wants me to take a sort of holiday, and Harry and I would like you to come with us.
I don't know.
Please, look, if you don't, they're going to make me take Mr. Lenny and Mr. Squiggy.
Mud-spattered Range Rover pulls to a stop on a craggy green ridge overlooking a deep blue loch.
Oh, gosh, look at that!
William drops his backpack and sits looking down on the placid water. Tony climbs the steep, tufted hill.
Don't tell the army. This is what happens when you join the royal service.
Maybe it's just too many pints.
Shut up.
William offers his water bottle.
Tony, what should you be doing if you're on here with us?
Probably be getting into more trouble than you. No, the army straightened me out. So to answer your question, well, this is it. This is exactly what I want to be doing for now. What about you? I mean, what would you do if you weren't a royal?
I've been asking myself that. I once told my mum I want to be a police officer so I could protect her.
Well, you know I'm probably only going to be with you through the new year. But whatever you do, whoever you become, I want you to know I'm proud to know you. I'm proud to know the man you're becoming. Now, really, king or no king, I see you, Will. And you're a good man, and the best is still to come.
Thanks, mate.
Harry misses you, you know.
among the gray lichen-covered granite rocks. William sits next to him.
Look, I'm sorry about the way I've been acting. It's from the beginning. It's always been you and me. And it would kill me if we weren't friends anymore.
Party Prince secretly loves his little brother.
It's strange. Sometimes I feel like I can only deal with losing Mum. Because I know you're still here.
I better stick around then.
Besides, if anything happened to you, I'd be next in the line. I have to put up with those manky girls. Hey, you don't still have your Spice Girls, do you?
Nah.
Good. All right, buddy. Just listen.
He gives headphones to William and starts a portable CD player.
Who is this?
Her name's Britney Spears. Just to show you how much I love you, I'm giving her to you.
He hands him a case.
You're a good friend, Harry.
Yeah, I know.
The Range Rover parks at St. James Palace. William bounds up the stairs.
Hello, Dennis.
And sir.
Oh, have you seen my dad?
Not today, no, sir.
William finds Charles in the kitchen.
You couldn't sleep either, then? Well, I found some salami. And, gouda, I think. I know, I read in the tabloids that your favorite food is hamburgers.
The sandwich sounds great.
William gets milk while Charles makes the sandwich.
Do you love Camilla more than Mom?
I'm about to say something to you that might astound you. But when I was a young man, I wasn't much of a playboy. I grew up sort of sheltered and a bit mystified by the whole opposite sex ritual. Then when I was about 20, I was at a polo match and Camilla came up to me and she said, well, let's never mind what she said. It was disgusting. And very, very Camilla. I was very taken with her. But the palace didn't see what I saw, and my mother forbade me to marry her.
That is so wrong.
Well, it was a different time. I was told what to do. Maybe too much.
I think you should be able to marry whomever you fall in love with.
But I did. Fall in love with your mother. My God, she was so beautiful. Elegant. Funny. And so fragile. I grew to love her very much indeed. But I made some mistakes, William. I rebelled, if you like, and people were hurt. When things fell apart with her, I was devastated. I need you to know how much I loved her.
Charles stares intently at William, who drops his gaze.
Oh. Are we still going to go on a family vacation this summer?
I suppose.
It would be fine with us if you'd like to invite Camilla.
Fancy a drive? Well, it's your birthday in 3 weeks. One pass your driving test, don't you?
Charles looks away and wipes his eye. Examiner's course, Highgrove, 21 June 1999. The Range Rover follows a small blue car.
You could slow down a little.
You could slow down a little.
William looks over at the examiner.
Good, good. Right, so why don't we return to the car park then?
The test's over. Already?
You've passed with flying colours.
William raises his arm out the window in the Aston Martin.
So, what was your test score?
Why?
Well, I want to beat it.
I should think this music is much too distracting to drive. Oh, that's much better.
You like the Bee Gees?
Tragically unhip.
In the passenger seat, Charles raises his eyebrows.
I can't believe this. Who told them I was taking my driving test?
What are you going to do?
What I should have done all along.
Will! Will!
The press waits at the palace gate. They scatter. William stops where they were standing. William parks behind a blue sedan wrapped with a pale blue bow. The tags read, Will's One.
Dad, what's going on?
Happy 17th birthday, William.
Dad, this is brilliant. Tell him about the James Bond stuff.
Oh, well, I had the car customized. There's a satellite tracking system on board, of course. And the windows are armored glass. Armored panels in the doors, floor and roof. And the tires are bulletproof.
Are you joking?
I wish I were.
Scotland Yard called me. They thought you should see this.
Charles and William study a computer screen.
There are photos on this website of me through my window. How did they get these?
Police are running traces now.
Maybe you should stay here.
No. I have exams in the morning. I have to get back to school.
I'll run you up.
My mother has all the security in the world. 20 years ago, she woke up in the middle of the night to find a perfect stranger sitting on her bed, with bloody hands, gripping a shard of glass. No one stopped him, Mr. Griffiths. No one even knew he was there.
Sir.
Charles wrings his hands. William answers his door. Tony nods.
We caught him. The one selling the pictures.
So I sold a few photos here and there. I didn't know they were going to anything dangerous. I needed the money. Look, you don't know what it's like. Wills, this is all a big mistake. Supposed to go on the royal vacation.
It's not fair. I didn't do anything wrong.
You're okay. This really sucks.
Thanks.
I'll go and call your father.
You know, ever since my mum died, I've been trying to figure out who to trust.
Nothing to know, isn't it?
Listen, I know you don't like the royal family. Neither do I most of the time. But I trust you to be honest with me. I really need that.
William and James clasp hands. Sandringham, Royal Private House, 31 December 1999.
As Britain succumbs to millennium fever, the Queen will be at the centre, opening the Millennium Dome at Greenwich for an audience of 10,000. But Prince William is still a no-show here.
Oi, the Royal Highness, come on. We're counting down in
here. Okay, just give me a second.
What are you mailing Britney Spears? Well, if you've moved on to Britney Spears, you can hook me up with a Spice Girl, right?
Which one?
All of them.
They enter the party and hug. Balloons and confetti fall.
Happy New Year, Harry.
Happy New Year, Wills.
They hug.
I really wish Mom was here.
Yeah, but you know, she just would have embarrassed us by dancing with all our friends.
This is our millennium, Harry.
Fireworks are reflected in the window. Outside, William walks to the Range Rover.
Guess this is it.
You know, if you're going, why don't you take Mrs. Lenny and Squiggy with you?
Not a chance. It's New Year's Eve and I've got a date with a pub and a beautiful blonde and I'm late for both.
You could stay on, you know?
Army wants me back.
Well, what about next year? I mean, I might need crowd control at university.
With mates like that.
The partygoers are seen through the window.
Maybe I'll drop by for a pint sometime.
I'd like that.
Take care.
Cheers. So hard in my life.
Well, your entire university standing depends on it.
I don't know. I was thinking about taking a gap year.
A gap year?
Ah. Any idea where?
To Argentina to play polo. Con, I need to train hard if I'm going to give you a run.
You may want to consider something more philanthropic.
Well, whatever you choose. You know I'll support you.
Actually, I do know that.
They return to the match, riding side by side on fresh horses. With the Queen.
Prince William is not competent to make serious decisions about his education.
Really? And why is that?
Because he's naturally stubborn and headstrong.
The palace must have final approval of the college William will attend.
What about Oxford?
No, Cambridge is the logical choice, I think. Where you attended, sir. Why not ask William himself? What do you mean? He may have seen this luncheon meeting on my schedule.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, well, Your Highness, we...
William.
Your Royal Highness, we were just discussing the choices of university for you.
Really? Thank you. I'd love to consider your recommendations. And when I decide, I'll be certain to let you know.
He smiles at his father and leaves.
Did he just say he'd let us know?
We're supposed to let him know.
Apparently that isn't how it works anymore.
At Eton, a tabloid headline reads, Hardy Prince turns 18 today. Steam rises from William's teacup which sits on it. He turns pages in a book. William and James study. In an examination room, a proctor strolls between the rows of desks. On a field, Harry picks up a rugby ball. William wrestles it away from him.
So, you found out you're doing your A-level exams?
You mean it's not on the papers yet? I'm a certified genius, Harry.
Yeah, right, I'm the genius.
You think they can take us on?
Oh, well!
Let them try.
The rugby teams arrive.
I don't want to damage British tourism, but...
James tackles the laughing William. Harry scores. The bodyguards sprint toward a photographer. More photographers arrive. The game stops.
What's Harry think about it?
I thought reporters weren't allowed in school.
Something bad must have happened.
Something big. I wouldn't be here.
Wait.
James runs to the bodyguards. Arms crossed, the rugby players form a screen in front of William and Harry.
Is it my dad?
No, it's your mum.
Our mum?
Some sadistic slob has written a book about her.
Who is it?
Her old personal secretary. He totally dragged her through the mud. It's all over the news. I want a quote from you.
With Charles.
The palace will not dignify the book with an answer.
Did you read what this bastard said about Mum?
Yes, I know.
Well, he made things up.
I will have the palace issue a statement saying we abhor any former staff member betraying his own pledge of confidentiality.
No, I want him to hear from us that he's a bloody liar.
William, we just don't do that sort of thing.
Maybe we don't, but I do. I want to have a press conference.
You mean to say you are going to ask the press to come here?
Exactly.
Windsor's just done court press conferences.
This is our mother. Are you with me on this?
Absolutely.
Harry stands with William. TV vans and reporters gather outside the palace.
They're going to tear you apart out there. Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm ready.
You don't look ready.
I still can't believe I'm doing this.
What? Are you saying you're gonna...
You don't think I'd let you go out there alone, do you?
Are you coming with us?
Abso-bloody-lutely.
Charles winks at Harry. William opens the heavy door hasp.
Here we go.
The three walk to the waiting reporters.
Is that the prince? William!
Hello, Charles!
Gates open and they pass through. William stares, arms crossed. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and RECTV.com. Harry exchanges a glance with Charles. Charles bites his lip.
Thank you all for coming. I have a few things to say, then I can answer any questions you have. First, I want to say that I'm furious about the book that's come out about our mother. As you can imagine, both Harry and I are very upset about it. Trust is very important. We all have to learn who we can trust in our lives, and it's very painful when that trust is broken. Our mother's trust has been betrayed, and we're here to defend it. That's it. Any questions? Yeah.
Any choice of university yet?
No, not yet. I'm gonna take a gap year there.
Where to?
I'm gonna go to Chile. I'm gonna work with a charity organization to build houses. Yeah.
Is Dad chipping in for the trip?
Maybe he's chipping in a little.
A little? I chip in all the bloody time.
Yeah.
Your Royal Highness.
No. William.
Prince William.
No, William. Just William.
Words appear. William spent several months volunteering in Chile before attending St. Andrews University, Scotland. St. Andrews University admissions reported a 44% increase in applications, most of them female. Fellow students have commented that William is more likely to be found in a library than a club. William will graduate from St. Andrews in 2005. Fade to black. Words appear. In a recent BBC poll, young adults chose William to be the next King of England.